Tuesday night, or the whatever it is, or the Tess Sivan. Shmaitza Shir, Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Tess, Kosovo Chivas Marit. There's a Lashono Leah Shneskacha LeRuvain. Leah got married to Reuven. Umianabo means she left him without a get. Pomdom Neskacha LeShimon. And we know she was a Gedola when she got married to Shimon. Question is, what was she when she got married to Reuven? The Katach has one pair of Edim. Me'ida Shoisa. I don't even know if it means me and Dafka. Lo mishane. She went out without a get. But maybe she... Well, yeah, she had to be a ketana when she did me and also. Me and only helped by a ketana.
But we don't seem to worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
This treya trey, it's called. Katachas midah shayisa ketana b'shas kedusha Reuven. And therefore, it's not typhus at all. I guess it's not real miyun. It means she walked out without a get. It's not talking about the kedushin drabonon that the Gemara talks about. It's not. She got married. Not through her mother or brothers doing the takanos chazal, but she got married and she did it on her own, and then she walked out. The katachas midushai shagadola. And obviously, if the first one was nothing, then she's married to Shimon. And if she was a gadola, then Shimon's is meaningless because she never got a get. She was married to Reuven, and she's married to Reuven. So what do we do here? Yoreinu amora letztaka im heasura l'shneihem or whatever. Mitam sheshneikidas amakchishas uazu. So we have to give each pair of Edim credence, and according to one pair of Edim, she's Mekudeshes to Reuven and also to Asura to Shimon, and according to the other one, she's married to Shimon and Asura to Reuven, so she's also to both. Oh, and Nomar, Yigoresh Reuven V'Yisa Shimon, that could be okay, or Afilo Ipcha, that could be okay. If she was on shaking, if she was amazing, all sorts of things. Anyway, what should we do here? That's what there is. Tshuva, so the Marit answers, and this is really the tshuva of his Rebbe. The Marit's Rebbe answered from Reish Moseches Nida, Shama Yoime Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaiton, that, right, you assume that Tommy until now, that you say she's Tomel Mafrey until the last time she made a bedika, until the last time she checked. What? She's Torah till now, and according to Hillel, she's Tomel Mafrey backwards until when she made a bedika. Until when she made a bedika, Shmaitza Gimel Perek Tes, Hai Shalom. Until she made a bedika. So that's a machlokas there. And he takes Hillel seriously, the Maritz Rebbe at least, meaning that he's not looking at Hillel as a chumrah, but he's looking at Hillel Me'ikr Hadin. How it works out, Me'ikr Hadin, I don't know. But that's. Because if it's a Me'ikr Hadin, then she should be Asura Labaila, all Solomon Freya. And it doesn't seem that way from the Gemara, but be that all as it may, we're going to stick to the first few lines of Perek Tes, Shmaitza Gimel. From the sugi the hasa mashma, and from the sugi there it's mashma, bein l'shamay bein l'hillel, hecha d'leka, reyos amigufa, the first few lines of Tes. Umisugi the Hosso Mashma, Bain Lashama Bain Lahillel, Hecha the Leka Reyoso Migufa, if there wouldn't be a Reyoso. A Reyoso always means The word reyosa means a flaw in the chazaka. That's why we're going to find different levels of, maybe something's not necessarily a flaw in the chazaka. But a reyosa usually, from the word rad, it's a flaw. It's something that stands in contradistinction to the chazaka. It doesn't slug up the chazaka, because the chazaka might be talking about 3 o'clock, and we see a reyosa at 4 o'clock. And we know it was different at 2 o'clock. So the chazaka says, if it was like that at 2, it was like that at 3. And we see a reyosa at 4. But that's what the word reyosa means. So, we look at the hosu mashma, now, the Maritz Rebbe, who this is, Shammai says you follow chazaka, and she was tahora. And Hillel says, you can't just follow chazaka, there's a reyusa. And we're going to talk about that because, as we know, in chazakas all over Shas, there's a reyusa. I mean, that's not mamish all over Shas. There's two basic cases of chazaka, where we apply chazaka. One is where we know something existed in a certain halachic state previously. I'm talking about a chazaka de meikar, which means a chazaka based on a previously known state or condition. And obviously, if you have no reason to be mesupik, if you have no reason for a suffik, then you probably don't even need the din of chazaka, because who said anything happened? Like, you can't just dream up. But we're talking about this reason to have a suffik, and we discussed at length when we learned Shmaitza Aleph, legally, scientifically, technically, halachically, what would be reasons why, that's a suffik, that's a good suffik, right? I always like to use as the model for saying there's a real suffik is the Rambam, who holds suffik d'oraisa l'kula. Now, obviously, right, l'kula you can be lenient, mid'oraisa the Rambam holds, mid'oraisa you can be lenient in a suffik d'oraisa. So, as we always like to point out, if you find a piece of meat, and you happen not to know what it is, but it's clear that other people know what it is. You happen not to know because you broke your glasses, or because you never go shopping, so you don't recognize the meat. So the Rambam wouldn't say something d'oraisa l'kula. That's not called a suffik. I'm just trying to give, hagshama to what it means is a suffix. So I always like to use that the Rambam would hold suffix l'kula. The Rambam would hold l'kula l'kula. So I can point on this case one where there's no suffix. So then you probably don't need chazaka. Case two is where there's suffix. And that's chazaka. Chazaka is one of the ways the Torah gives us to deal with tzveikas. We say no change, status quo, from the last known matzah. That's chazaka de meikara. But there's a third case, which doesn't have to be different, but may be different, and that's when the suffix was created by a reyusa, that you have it now different than the before. And now you have a suffix because you don't know when that state started. Did it start at 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock? You don't know when it started, but you know for sure that there was change. So that's called a reyusa.
What?
So, what?
I never understood this case. Why it should be a chazaka? A lady comes and needs it every 30 days, right? Why should it be a chazaka that she's tahor?
That she
is tahor.
So you're saying a svara. You're saying a svara, and let me give words to your svara. That a woman seeing dam shouldn't even be called.
Wait.
I thought you were asking the other way. There's two ways to go with this. You could say that if a woman sees dam, I could see two possible svaras. I could see somebody saying, which you just said, that if she's omed to change, or you know she's going to change at some point in time, so there's no chazaka de meikara. No, we're not talking about a vest kavua. You happen to be right. We're not talking about a woman with a vest kavua that we know every 30 days she sees, and our suffix is about day number 30. We're not talking about such a case. You're asking in something that's olul to change, that's likely to change, that's omed to change, that's structured to change, that's programmed to change. Ah! It's programmed to change. Can chazaka d'meikara be of any validity? That's a valid, that's what the Shmites are discussing. That's called chazaka ha'asuya l'shtanos. We know it's going to change at some point, but we don't know when. And therefore the value... Why?
Because every 30 days
it changes. Yeah, that's chazaka ha'asuya l'shtanos. Okay, it may be even a better ha'asuya l'shtanos. Okay, it's a valid question. That's part of what the Shmites is about in this parak. Chazaka ha'asuya l'shtanos. You're saying it's super ha'asuya l'shtanos. I hear. I thought that you... The reason there possibly could still be chazaka, I just want to answer you, you're saying a conceptual question. Why should there be the idea of chazaka if it's omed to change? If it's built in, then it's going to change. Yeah? That's a conceptual question. It's not a nitty-gritty question. By that I mean, there's still room to say the chazaka, because we don't know if it happened at 3 o'clock or at 4 o'clock or at 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock. So there's still room to maintain the status quo until the latest possible time. So it's possible to say the chazaka. You're asking a conceptual question, like why would there be a chazaka if something's all made to change? Excellent question. And it's going to be a shaila, and that's chazaka suya l'shtanos, and that's what this parak is about. But I thought... Or I could say an almost opposite svar, that if it's built in, it's going to change, then the change is not a reusa. The change doesn't make a flaw in the chazaka, because we knew at some point it's going to change, so that's not an issue. It shouldn't like shake up the chazaka, and therefore the chazaka will tell me it happened at the latest possible time. But it's not even a reusa. But the Gemara, I thought that's what was your point. But, you know, it could go both ways. You could look at the structural, that it's structured or programmed to change, you could look at as a, makes it a worse chazaka to meikara. Or I thought, you could say, it makes it less of a reusa. Because you know it's going to change. I have another svara, which I'll say now, even though it's not... The Maritz, as Rebbe, is going to use it about aging. I think aging is worse than all these cases. Then how can you use Chazaka de Meikara? We know that every second you're getting older. It's only a question when you became a gadol. But we know that there was, it's like Chosar Vasoi. But we know for sure. We know for sure. If you know for sure the mikveh had a leak, you know for sure the mikveh had a leak, and you know it was leaking out water every second, drop, 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 drop. That would seem to be the worst possible case for a chazaka to be valid, because you know the chazaka is invalid. You know that the status quo is always changing, unless you say that we're only concerned, and we said this last week really in a different context, that we're not concerned with the reality status quo, we're concerned with the halachic status quo. Tomei, tohar, kosher, posel, katon, gadol.
Critical mass.
I don't know what you mean, so I can't say you're wrong. We're concerned only with a change that's a different halachic status. It's like we don't care that the mikveh has a leak, because that's not an issue halachically. Until it goes to 39.9. And we don't care that she's getting older every day. We only care about when she reaches 12 years old. And she's a gadola. So I'm not sure if what I thought at one point that really negates, and it should negate, any talk of chazaka de meikara about she's a ktana, and assume she's a ktana until you know she's a gadola. I had some thoughts that's absurd. Because she's getting older. You know she's getting older. And the status quo is changing. But maybe not. Maybe status quo is only concerned with Katana and Gadola. It's not concerned with 9 years old in a day, 9 years old in 2 days, 9 years old in 3 days, 9 years old in 4 days. It's meaningless and irrelevant, so it has nothing to do with the chazaka. Okay. Now, Kaponim, getting back to the Shmaitzer, to the Maritz Rebbe. So the Maritz Rebbe said that the machlokes Beis Hamay and Beis Hillel is because there's a reyusa. But he understood Rashi there, and I said last week I don't understand it, and I admit to you I didn't get any smarter. Now it's a week later, I didn't get any smarter. Rashi puts the hadgosha that there's a reyusa migufa in the goof of the thing that you're being done about, so the flaw shows up there. I don't see what difference it makes. We'll see why that's in what way that's a key factor according to the Maritz Rebbe, but that's important to keep in mind that it, so anyway, the Maritz Rebbe's point is that we always follow Chazaka to make Kamaisa. Different thing. Here, the reyusa is begufa. I'm not sure what that means. What's wrong if the reyusa is not begufa? If you're dealing with chazaka de meikara versus the reyusa of achshav. Okay, let's go back though, unless you have a good solid svara. But let's go back. For dafkos and benida, only there do Hillel say that you follow the now and you say she's tamei lemafreya until the last time she made a bedika, from this la reyusa migufa, b'afal gav dahashta he tmei lefanenu.
His newer book takes that line out.
What?
His newer book of the same thing takes
that line. Yeah, because it doesn't really. I mean, we didn't have hamidavar cheskasu. It means, but other ways that there's a flaw, so we hamidavar al cheskasu. V'chein heim divrei ha'toseh shom. That says that Hillel's reasoning is reyusa migufa, but he takes that to mean only this very deeply flawed reyusa. The flaw is not deeply flawed. The now is deep. The chazaka is deeply flawed because it's migufa. Uminol anidan didan will therefore extrapolate as the Rebbe of the Marit to our case. Aval gav the isha zuarei gedoyle faneinu. We want to know what she was. We see she's a gedola now, but we'll follow the cheskos katana, the cheskos kamaisa, because it seems counterintuitive. No, because there's no reyus of begufa. I don't know what reyus of begufa means. I admit it, and I don't know why it makes a difference. I admit it. And now he's talking about a girl becoming a gedola, and he's calling that not a reyus of begufa. I don't know why is an age a reyus of begufa too. So I don't understand the Marit, but we're learning the principle. The Marit holds that when there's a clash between chazaka de meikara and what we see now, the chazaka de meikara will win. And the only reason the only reason Hillel in Maseches Nida says it loses, that the now trumps the before in terms of chazaka, filling in the gap of the time period in which there was a safek, is because there was a reyus of begufa. So when there's a reyus of begufa, we'll go with the now, and when there's no reyus of begufa, we'll go with the before. That's the Maritz picture. And he asks a question. Elamiu biyavomis perakamona lekoyin gadol shaninu. Now I'm going to take a leap, and I'm not going to explain the next few words. It's very very technical. There's a lot of cases, and it's not nogeil in yonenu. What's nogeil in yonenu is that you could have. There's a concept that a daughter of a koyin becomes. Hello. Yeah, there's something very pressing. I'm giving shiur from now till 10 p.m. Surely. Thank you. Bye. Actually, I'm saying shiur till 9:30, but I have a meeting at 9:30 till 10, and rather than elaborate, I let myself say that I have shiur till 10. Or you can look at it that the meeting is like a shiur I'm giving to the person I'm meeting with. So.
Surely.
What?
Surely.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think so.
The Maharishi's not saying anything. Could it, I mean, we said this all along, no?
So far, yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's a little weird. Yes, you are correct. So far, we've always pointed out that Chazaka de Meikara always trumps Chazaka de Ashta. He seems to feel that Hillel says that there's one case in which it doesn't. Okay. Now, we're taking baby steps. We're getting our feet wet in the kiddie pool. Let's go. I don't know how to swim, so I know a lot about kiddie pools. I spent much of my life there when it was swimming time. What?
The Gemara says we're high for that.
So what should I do?
So you, by definition, you must.
What should I do? My parents tried their best, and it didn't work. My kids know how to swim. I was very machbid that my kids should go to swimming lessons from when they were very young, so that they shouldn't be like me and they should know how to swim.
You know, my brother went to Harvard, and it used to be, I don't know, still is, to graduate, you had to swim one lap in the pool. To graduate.
There's some hike in Israel that you have to swim across at one point. There's some, like, major hike. What's it called? Arbel is on it. Like, there's a major, major three-hour thing, which I did with Eish HaTorah once in the summer. I went on it. And you had to swim across, and I thought, like, this is the end of my life. Finish. I'm going to die now. I'm going to drown. I'm going to panic. And people are going to come to save me, but I'm going to choke. I'm going to panic. So my nephew was on the trip. He carried me on his back and took me across like a ferry.
Senior life, sir.
And that's why I'm here to tell the tale. Elamiyu biyavams perik on one of the koyin godol. Shoninu, ha'uber v'yom v'erisin v'hachereish u'benteish ha'shonam v'yomechot poslom v'loim ha'achilin. We're not going to go through every case. I'm just going to explain the word poslom v'loim ha'achilin. Poslom means you're married to a kohen. A bas Yisrael is married to a kohen. She can eat truma. But something can happen that could pasul her, disqualify her from eating truma. Ma'achilin is the flip side of that. You can have a situations where a Bas Yisrael can eat truma because she's married to a kohen or because of certain circumstances. Now, what we're talking about, and now let's read a few more. So the Mishnah has a whole bunch of cases which are poslin, which would passel her from eating truma if it was in a bad way. Below ma'achilin, even if it was in a good way, it's really not nogeya. Let's go by it. The Messiah b'seifa, the Mishnah goes on to say, the b'seifa the masnisin, sofik bentes, sofik she'eno, posel ve'eno machil. What does that mean? You have a child that sofik how old he is. Now, he's posel menakuhuna, and if he would be boiled this woman, and he'd be over 9, the din is. Now, it's not even a Bias Isser. Maybe it's out of wedlock, but it's not even a Bias Isser. He's puzzled to Kuna. He's allowed to have relations with a woman. He's not a mamzer. He's just a cholol, puzzled to Kuna, or whatever. Whatever the case may be, there are cases in which the Isser makes her puzzled to Kuna. Indeed, if a mamzer's boil her. But anyway, be that all as it may, there are cases that if certain people are boil her, she becomes pusle for kahuna, pusle to eat truma, the whole 9 yards. But he has to be 9. Before 9, it's not called the bia. So it's poslin, misafek, lechora, we'll see. It's poslin. You know, if she was nivel to a cotton that's a suffek 9 years old, suffek 9 years old, such a cotton that pusles. Such a person that passes someone from kahuna, from eating truma by a woman, that's what we're talking about. Passes someone from eating truma. So it's a suffix. So, posel. He makes a posel. Okay, Victor Shama Toysis. Toysis says, whoa. If it's a suffix, if he's 9 or not. So let's follow Chazaka. So right away you see I'm wrong. Here's age, and here Tosis is perfectly happy that there should be a Chazaka de Meikara, even though he, again, the kid's getting older every second. But Tosis is willing that there should be a chazaka to meikara of less than 9 years old. Chazaka in that nine. The tirtsu, the chivan, the hashta, the osi, the kamon, uvadai ben test. This is Tosis Teretz. See, I see Pesach Shabbos getting all nervous because how could Tosis say such a thing? But we're going to learn. We're going to see how. That now he is nine. Abu Bisha Yosafik Shabo Leha Lomukmina Nachazoka, the Chazoka Kamaisa Israel. There's a reyus on the Chazoka. Because now he's nine. Now, Maritz Rebbe says, oh, and this reyus is even when there's not a reyus of Begufa, I guess. Whatever Gufa is only with the Dam. So now, that's the Maritz Rebbe's problem. We do follow Chazaka. So in his case also, we should follow Chazaka that she was a Ketana. I'm sorry. So it says we do not follow Chazaka because there's a Reyel Solofanenu, the kid's nine now, so there's no Chazaka de Meikara. So in our case also, we should not follow the Chazaka of Ketana because she's a Gedol Olofanenu now, in the Maritz Rebbe's case. And it lechora is in contradistinction to Tosis and Nida that if there's no reus of begufa, then you do follow chazaka de meikara. So what are these sources saying, or at least this source with the kid that you follow chazaka de, that you don't follow chazaka de meikara? That's what Tosis says. You don't follow chazaka de meikara. Now the Marit says alam de shechilik. That said you don't follow Chazaka the Meikara if he's nine now. Einam Soisrim Mashrakos Vishon Benida, that you do follow Chazaka the Meikara if there's no Reyes of Magufa. How's that? He gives a lum de Shechilik. Vadvorim Pshutim Umufuwarim Lemevin. So I get that cuts me out, but we're going to try. Tahasam benida, he gives a lam de shechilik that you. It depends if the reyusa in the chazaka. What are we mesupik about? She touched Tyrus, right? We're mesupik to go backwards and say she was tomei lamafreya until the last bedika. Retroactively, we have to consider her tomei because she's tomei now. That's the issue. Do you go back retroactively based on the matzav now, or do you go forwards with the matzav that you knew existed before till you know there was a change? Which way do you go? So he's being mechalik. You have to look at your sofek. Let's say your sofek is because she touched truma. At 3 a.m. she touched truma. She saw dam at 4. You know she was tohar at 2, let's say, and she touched truma at 3. So he says, when she touched the truma at 3, there was no suffix yet. The reyusa didn't exist yet. The reyusa didn't exist at the time of the event that we're mesupik about. But the varm pshutim umuvuorim lemevin. The hosam benida lahura cheskos a klal at the time of the event that we want to paskin about. Sherei lo bonu lechal suffix atchiri inu vadei tmeya. But we don't care what she is now. Hey man, we know what she is now. Now she's Tomei. We want to know what she was at 3 when she touched the Truma. So the Maritz Rebbe is saying, when she touched the Truma, at that point in time, there was no Reyusa. So we want to know about the point in time when there was no Reyusa. So we don't care that there was a Reyusa now. Me'ach the Yevamis, that Bashar Shabbalah Apostle Zer, Hayinu Mesupokim Memoya Ben Tesolo. Right over here, she was Nibal. We had the suffix if he's 9 years old or not at the time of the Bia. There was a problem already then. Thereby, neither when she touched the Truma, there was no issue. There was no question. She was considered Tohar. Here, we want Mesupik at the time of the Bia. So now that he's a Gadol Lefaneinu, so maybe we go backwards and say You can't follow the Cheskos Katan because he's a gadol now. That's his lamda shechilik. That you follow the Chazaka de Meikara when at the time of the event when the Supak about there was not yet a Suffolk. There was not yet a Reyasa. Your Suffolk was no longer later because something happened later and now you want to know how back you go. So, you know, you follow Chazaka de Meikara. But when your Suffolk was already there, Bishas, when the event happened, then you have a problem that maybe you cannot follow Chazaka. The Hasan Benita Lahura Cheskos Klal. Shrelo Bono Lachal Sofik Achiri Inu Vaday Tmeya now at 5 o'clock. Mehachti Yavamis Beshar Shabba Allah Apostle Zeh. Are you the Musupokim and Boya Ben Tesolo? Uba Osa Shah Hura Cheskos Harishona.
What?
He's saying the reason when we let the floor of seeing that there was change now, we let that floor affect the Chazaka Kamaisa, and we follow the Chazaka of now, if the event we want to know about was created in sin, was already, was done when we were Mesupik, we had the something immediately. The Suffolk is a Reyesa as well. If we didn't know that... Again, we have a Suffolk. We're talking about, we have a Suffolk which the Rambam would go to Kula about. There is a legal halachic Suffolk here. I don't know if the right, if that's the right word that it makes a Reyesa. But then we allow the Reyesa later to be stronger than the Chazaka de Meikara before. If at the time of the event there was already a Suffolk. But if your Suffolk was no lud later, hey, I wonder what happened at 3 o'clock. But at 3 o'clock, there was no problem. You had no reason to think anything was amiss at 3 o'clock. That's the Maritz Rebbe's Chilik. Avavishim ha-yudonim ozal ha-dover ha-yudim ha-midim ozal ha-cheskos ha-rishona, because there was no actual flaw. Hashta shabola fanenu, and now there is a flux uvade bentes legabi hashta cheskos harishona hura. That's my rich Rebbe's lumdisha point. That again, the chazaka of the meikara trumps chazaka of the hashta basically. And whenever you find it doesn't, it will be talking about A, there's a reyusa now. You see, there was a change, and B, the point in time that you're mesupik about was done already under the cloud of the Suffolk. But if the question, what you're mesupik about, was not done under the cloud of Suffolk, then avad the chazaka to make her a stronger. That would mean that when you're mesupik, if she was a katana or a gadol at the time of the first kiddushin, you will follow the now, because there was already a Suffolk b'shas the Kiddushin. You see, the Eidim are arguing, are contradicting themselves about the time of the Kiddushin. So there's a Reyes on the Cheskos Katana, and that's why we do not follow the Cheskos Katana. That's what Noritz Rebbe is saying now. That's why we don't follow, yeah. V'ein lit avabishimah yitonim ozal adavar. Right, we would say she's a Katana. Hashta shabola fanenu kshuvadei bentes l'gabi hashta cheskos harishon uhura. Okay. Ve'en litol zolomar dohod yarminu sovik bentes poisul haylo misfekas l'azlinu l'chumra. It's only because of a suffik, and we're going l'chumra maybe midrabonon. I don't know, dimi suffik have a, what? No, maybe it's, I'm sorry, maybe it's not because of the chazaka de hashta, but because of the Suffolk. So, Dimi Suffolk, oh, that's it. Dimi Suffolk, Havalei Lukmi Itzel B'cheskos Kashrus. L'loma Nifsalena. Okay. V'yim Kain, B'nidin Didan, Kivin Ahashti G'dolo L'faneinu, B'shas HaKidush Yenofel HaSuffolk, Yemoyis HaKtano G'dolo, Azlinon Basar Hashtashi G'dolo, below Basar Meikora, the Chazaka Kamaisa Yisrala, Ki the Suffolk Mentes, the Stam Astizani, the command the polygon. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do a preliminary